Apple and other retailers did terribly last month. Retail sales were off 2.7%. That was a lot lower than analysts had predicted. Some chain stores are trying hard now to lure immigrant shoppers. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Renee Gattel reports.
Shoppers mingle the aisles of this brightly colored department store in West Phoenix. All the signs in the store are in Spanish, and Spanish language music is blaring from stereos. Customer Jesus Navarro, who's originally from Mexico City, says he comes here often.
We find a lot of items from our country, and the deals they have, the prices they have, seem really affordable.
Welcome to La Curaçao, a California-based chain of stores that caters exclusively to Hispanics. They sell the usual furniture, computer goods, and jewelry, but they also have unique services. For instance, there's a counter where you can wire money to Latin America. Michael Segovia is the store manager, and he says every aspect of the shopping experience, right down to the music, is carefully planned.
Hispanic families like music. They like to be entertained, so we have live entertainment on the weekends, and we play music just about everywhere so customers can feel that Hispanic atmosphere in our store.
In a time when some major retailers are closing stores and scaling back operations, La Curaçao is growing. This store opened in late 2007, the first in Arizona, and another La Curaçao is slated to open in the Phoenix area this summer.
I think that companies across America are finally realizing the growing Hispanic market with an increasing purchasing power, four times that of any other group in America.
Luis Olivas is a professor at Arizona State University's W.P. Carey School of Business. He says the increase is due to Latino population growth and something else. In a recent study, he looked at Hispanics in the state of Arizona and says they have the highest labor rate, greater than any other race.
They have a larger participation rate proportion to the population and more wage earners in the household, meaning they have more than one job. And so that's critical in a growing purchasing power by the Hispanic market.
In recent years, chains like Best Buy and Walmart have been steadily ramping up their efforts to market to immigrant communities and compete with stores like La Curaçao. For example, Walmart has translated parts of its website into Spanish, as well as Chinese and Vietnamese. And Best Buy has a fully functional Spanish-English website.
Hello, welcome to Best Buy. How you doing?
At a Best Buy in Central Phoenix, there's a long, overflowing aisle of Spanish-language music, and every sign here is in Spanish, too. Cesar Figueroa is a store manager.
It just happens to be in Spanish here in our market, but if you go throughout the country, you'll see that Best Buy really tries to reflect the community. So you'll see Polish signs in Polish strong communities, Russian signs in Russian strong communities.
These are efforts the company began long before the recession hit, but they could pay extra dividends now. Figueroa says it's important for store employees to be aware of the way that many Latinos approach shopping.
It's not one person that comes in to buy the TV. You get the whole family that comes in to buy the TV. It's an event.
Figueroa is standing near the video game section when two men approach him and ask in Spanish whether there are any Nintendo Wiis for sale. Figueroa doesn't miss a beat.
Ahorita este momento no sabemos cuándo vamos a recibir más este.
He says they're out of stock, but suggests they check back soon. Back at La Curaçao, shopper Jesus Navarro is eyeing the jewelry section with his wife. He says he prefers shopping here, as opposed to a Best Buy or a Walmart, because of the easy credit the store offers. And he says the experience is more personal. I think it's the attention they give us, he says, and also the prices. He says he's noticed they're a bit lower. But as the economy continues to stagnate, and all retailers keep dropping their prices to rock-bottom lows, Navarro may take a second look at the Best Buys and Walmarts of the world, and he may be surprised at the attention that he gets there, too. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel.
¶¶